By the force of this teaching, the Venerable Subhuti was moved to tears. Wiping his eyes, he said to the Buddha, "How remarkable, Bhagavan, how remarkable, Sugata, is this teaching the Bhagavan speaks for the benefit of those who seek the foremost of paths, for the benefit of those who seek the best of paths. Ever since I became aware, Bhagavan, I have not heard a teaching such as this. They shall be the most wonderfully blessed of bodhisattvas, Bhagavan, who hear what is said in this sutra and think it is true." And how so? Bhagavan, the thought it is true is no thought it is true. Thus does the Tathagata speak of the thought it is true as a thought it is true. Hearing such a teaching, Bhagavan, it isn't remarkable that I should believe it to be true. But in the future, Bhagavan, in the final epoch, in the final period, in the final 500 years of the Dharma ending age, Bhagavan, those beings who grasp this teaching and memorize it, recite it, master it, and explain it in detail to others, they shall be most remarkably blessed. And yet, Bhagavan, the idea of a self will not occur to them, neither will the idea of a being, the idea of a life, or the idea of a soul. Neither an idea nor no idea will occur to them. And why not? Bhagavan, the idea of a self is no idea. Likewise, the idea of a being, a life, or a soul is no idea. And how so? Because Buddhas and Bhagavans are free from all ideas. This having been said, the Buddha told the Venerable Subhuti, "So it is, Subhuti, so it is. Those beings shall be most remarkably blessed, Subhuti, who are not alarmed, not frightened, and not distressed by what is said in this sutra." And how so? Subhuti, what the Tathagata proclaims as the best of perfections is no perfection. Moreover, Subhuti, what the Tathagata proclaims as the best of perfections is also proclaimed by countless Buddhas and Bhagavans. Thus is it called the best of perfections. So too, Subhuti, is the Tathagata's perfection of acceptance no perfection. And how so? Subhuti, when King Kali cut off my limbs, my ears, my nose, and my flesh. At that moment, the thought of a self, a being, a life, or a soul did not exist. There was neither a thought nor no thought. And why not? At that moment, Subhuti, if there had been the thought of a self, at that moment there would have also been the thought of ill will. Or if there had been the thought of a being, the thought of a life, or the thought of a soul, at that moment there would have been the thought of ill will. And why wasn't there? Subhuti, during my 500 lifetimes as the mendicant Santi, during that time there was no thought of a self, nor was there the thought of a being, the thought of a life, or the thought of a soul. Therefore, Subhuti, bodhisattvas should abandon all thoughts in thinking about unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. Their thoughts should not be attached to a form, nor should they be attached to a sound, a smell, a taste, or a touch. Neither should their thoughts be attached to a Dharma, nor should they be attached to no Dharma. Their thoughts should not be attached to anything. And why not? Every attachment is no attachment. This does the Tathagata say that bodhisattvas should give a gift without being attached. Moreover, Subhuti, bodhisattvas should practice charity in this manner for the benefit of all beings. And how so? Subhuti, the thought of a being is no thought. Thus, are all the beings of whom the Tathagata speaks no beings. And how so? Subhuti, what the Tathagata says is so. What the Tathagata says is true. The Tathagata does not speak otherwise, nor does the Tathagata speak falsely. Indeed, Subhuti, in the Dharma realized and taught by the Tathagata, there is nothing true and nothing not true. Subhuti, a bodhisattva who practices charity captivated by objects is like someone who enters a dark place and can't see a thing, while a bodhisattva who practices charity not captivated by objects is like a person with eyes at the end of the night when the sun shines forth, who can see all manner of things. Furthermore, Subhuti, if a noble son or daughter should grasp this teaching and memorize it, recite it, master it, and explain it in detail to others. By means of his Buddha knowledge, the Tathagata will know them. The Tathagata will see them and will be aware of them, Sabuti. For all such beings as this produce and acquire an immeasurable, infinite body of merit. Furthermore, Sabuti, if a man or woman sacrificed their bodily existence during the morning as many times as there are grains of sand in the Ganges, and they likewise sacrificed their bodily existence during midday as many times as there are grains of sand in the Ganges, and they sacrificed their bodily existence during the afternoon as many times as there are grains of sand in the Ganges, and they sacrificed their bodily existence in this manner for hundreds and thousands of millions and trillions of kalpas, and someone heard this teaching and did not reject it, the body of merit produced as a result would be immeasurably, infinitely greater. How much more so if they wrote it down and studied it, memorized it, recited it, mastered it, and explain it in detail to others. Furthermore, Sabuti, inconceivable and incomparable is this teaching. This teaching spoken by the Tathagata, Sabuti, for the benefit of those who set forth on the foremost of paths, for the benefit of those who set forth on the best of paths. For if someone grasps, memorizes, recites, and masters this teaching and explains it in detail to others, the Tathagata will know them, Sabuti. The Tathagata will see them, Sabuti. For all such beings produce a body of merit that has no limits, a body of merit that is inconceivable, incomparable, immeasurable, and boundless. For all such things, Sabuti, wear the same enlightenment upon their shoulders. And how so? Sabuti, this teaching cannot be heard, recited, mastered, or explained by beings of lesser aspiration, not by those who imagine a self, nor by those who imagine a being, a life, or a soul. That would be impossible. Moreover, Sabuti, wherever this sutra is explained, that place shall be worthy of worship. Whether in the realm of devas, humans, or asuras, that place shall be honored with prostrations and circumambulations. That place shall be a sanctuary. Nevertheless, Sabuti, the noble son or daughter who grasps, memorizes, recites, and masters such a sutra as this, and contemplates it thoroughly, and explains it in detail to others, will suffer their contempt, their utter contempt. And how so? Sabuti, the bad karma created by them in past lives should result in an unfortunate rebirth. But now, by suffering such contempt, they put an end to the bad karma of their past lives and attain the enlightenment of Buddhas. Sabuti, I recall in the past, during the countless infinite kalpas prior to Dipankara Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one, I served 84,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, fail. Nevertheless, Subhuti, though I served those Buddhas and Bhagavans and served them without fail, in the future, in the final epoch, in the final period, in the final 500 years of the Dharma ending age, the body of merit of the person who grasps, memorizes, recites, and masters such a sutra as this, and explains it in detail to others, will exceed my former body of merit, not by 100-fold or 1,000-fold or 100,000-fold or 1,000,000-fold or 100,000,000-fold or 1,000,000-fold or 100,000,000-fold, but by an amount that cannot be measured, calculated, illustrated, characterized, or even imagined. Subhuti, were I to describe this noble son's or daughter's body of merit, the full extent of the body of merit this noble son or daughter would thereby produce and acquire, it would bewilder and confuse people's minds. Inconceivable, Subhuti, is this teaching spoken by the Tathagata, and inconceivable is the result you should expect. Again, the Venerable Subhuti asked the Buddha, Bhagavan, how should someone who sets forth on the Bodhisattva path act? How should they practice? And how should they control their thoughts? The Buddha said, Subhuti, someone who sets forth on the Bodhisattva path should think this thought. In the realm of unconditioned nirvana, I shall liberate all beings. And while I thus liberate all beings, not a single being is liberated. And how so? Subhuti, if the thought of a being occurs to a bodhisattva, they cannot be called a bodhisattva. neither can someone be called a bodhisattva to whom the thought of a life or the thought of a soul occurs. And why is that? Sabuti, there is no such dharma as setting forth on the bodhisattva path. What do you think, Sabuti? When the Tathagata was with Dipankara Tathagata, did he realize any such dharma as unexcelled, perfect enlightenment? To this, the Venerable Sabuti answered, Bhagavan, as I understand the meaning of what the Tathagata has taught, when the Tathagata was with Dipankara Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one, he did not realize any such dharma as unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. The Buddha replied, So it is, Sabuti, so it is. When the Tathagata was with Dipankara Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one, he did not realize any such dharma as unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. Moreover, Sabuti, if the Tathagata had realized any such dharma, Dipankara Tathagata would not have prophesied, Young man, in the future you shall become the Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one named Shakyamuni. Sabuti, it was because the Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one, did not realize any such dharma as unexcelled, perfect enlightenment that Dipankara Tathagata prophesied. Young man, in the future you shall become the Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one named Shakyamuni. And why was that? Tathagata, Sabuti is another name for what is truly so. Sabuti, if anyone should claim the Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one, realized unexcelled perfect enlightenment, their claim would be untrue. Sabuti, they would be making a false statement about me. And how so? Sabuti, the Tathagata did not realize any such dharma as unexcelled perfect enlightenment. Furthermore, Sabuti, in the Dharma realized and taught by the Tathagata, there is nothing true or untrue. Thus, does the Tathagata say all Buddha Dharmas are Buddha Dharmas? And how so? All Dharmas, Sabuti, are said by the Tathagata to be no dharmas. Thus are all dharmas called Buddha dharmas. Sabuti, imagine a perfected person with an immense perfect body. The Venerable Sabuti said, Bhagavan, this perfected person whom the Tathagata says has an immense, perfect body, Bhagavan, the Tathagata says has no body. Thus is it called an immense, perfect body. The Buddha said, "So it is, Subhuti." If a bodhisattva says, "I shall liberate beings," they are not called a bodhisattva. And why not? Subhuti, is there any such dharma as a bodhisattva? Subhuti replied, "No, indeed, Bhagavan. There is no such dharma as a bodhisattva." The Buddha said, "And beings, Subhuti, beings are said by the Tathagata to be no beings. Thus are they called beings. And thus does the Tathagata say, all dharmas are without a self. All dharmas are without a life, an individuality, or a soul." Subhuti, if a bodhisattva should claim, "I shall bring about a transformation of the world," their claim would be untrue. And how so? A transformation of the world, Subhuti, a transformation of the world is said by the Tathagata to be no transformation. Thus is it called a transformation of the world. Subhuti, when a bodhisattva believes and understands that dharmas that have no self are dharmas that have no self, the Tathagata, the Arhan, the fully enlightened one, pronounces that person a fearless bodhisattva indeed. The Buddha said, "Subhuti, what do you think? Does the Tathagata possess a physical eye?" Subhuti replied, "So he does, Bhagavan. The Tathagata possesses a physical eye." The Buddha said, "Subhuti, what do you think? Does the Tathagata possess a divine eye?" Subhuti replied, "So he does, Bhagavan. The Tathagata possesses a divine eye." The Buddha said, "Subhuti, what do you think? Does the Tathagata possess a wisdom eye?" Subhuti replied, "So he does, Bhagavan. The Tathagata possesses a wisdom eye." The Buddha said, "Subhuti, what do you think? Does the Tathagata possess a Dharma eye?" Subhuti replied, "So he does, Bhagavan. The Tathagata possesses a Dharma eye." The Buddha said, "Subhuti, what do you think? Does the Tathagata possess a Buddha eye?" Subhuti replied, "So he does, Bhagavan. The Tathagata possesses a Buddha eye." The Buddha said, "Subhuti, what do you think? As many grains of sand as there are in the great river of the Ganges? Does the Tathagata not speak of them as grains of sand? Subhuti replied, "So he does, Bhagavan. So he does, Sugata. The Tathagata speaks of them as grains of sand." The Buddha said, "What do you think, Subhuti? If there were as many rivers as there are grains of sand in the great river of the Ganges, and as many worlds as there are grains of sand in these rivers, would there be many worlds?" Subhuti replied, "So there would, Bhagavan. So there would, Sugata. There would be many worlds." The Buddha said, "And as many beings as there might be in those worlds, Subhuti, I would know their myriad streams of thought." "And how so?" "Streams of thought, Subhuti, what the Tathagata speaks of as streams of thought are no streams. Thus are they called streams of thought." "And how so?" "Subhuti, a past thought cannot be found. A future thought cannot be found. Nor can a present thought be found." "Subhuti, what do you think? If some noble son or daughter filled the billion worlds of this universe with the seven treasures and gave them all as a gift to the Tathagatas, the Arhans, the fully enlightened ones, would the body of merit produced as a result by that noble son or daughter be great?" Subhuti replied, "It would be great, Bhagavan. It would be great indeed, Sugata." The Buddha said, "So it would, Subhuti. So it would. The body of merit produced as a result by that noble son or daughter would be immeasurably, infinitely great." "And how so?" "Subhuti, if there were a body of merit, the Tathagata would not have spoken of a body of merit as a body of merit."